Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin, and I am just so excited to be here with each and every one of you on the program today. It's a beautiful day in the Lord, and we are going to just talk about Him, lift up the name of Jesus, and just bless each and every one of you with just some encouragement and direction in what God's doing in the world today. We always like to have a guest on the program. I have my beautiful wife, Lisa Radlin, with me today. Welcome to the program, Lisa.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here today.
Yeah, and you know, we always like to let the co-host bring the topic, and we want to challenge you guys with topics. I've loved some of the topics that have been coming across the table. We've had a lot of special guests. We've had Martita. We've had, you know, her sister Vanessa. They had a couple of great shows. I've got my buddy Felix is going to be coming. We've had Bruce. We've had Pastor Mark Cook from Brave and Grace Ministries on the program. And every time, I think the topics have been just phenomenal. We've had Joseph Poulin, who's actually our worship leader here at the church, just did a show a little while back, and it was amazing. So I hope you guys are just really blessed by the program, and we're glad to be here. So Lisa, what did you bring for the topic today?
Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. This used to be a song from years ago, but it's in Deuteronomy 31:6. It says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified of them, for the Lord your God who goes with you, he will never leave you or forsake you.
Yeah, that's so good. So, you know, I love that it says he'll never leave you. I think so many times we wonder, where's God in all the situations in our life? Because I've had some hard situations that I've been through, we've been through as a couple and as a family. And sometimes you can get to this place where you're just like, God, where are you in all of this? But I love this encouragement from Scripture. It says, be bold. That means like, hey, stand up and trust the Lord with all of your heart. Be ready for Him and be strong, which means, you know what? The enemy is going to try to weaken you. He's going to try to tear you down. But it says, for the Lord your God is with you. And I love that. Do you know who you are in Christ? Do you know who God is in your life? Is he really your shelter, your refuge, your strength, your every present help in a time of need?
We need to recognize who we are, and when we need to realize that when we live our life for Jesus and we give our life to Jesus, the power of God is in us and flows through us, and there's nothing that's impossible. Like in Luke 1:37, it says, for with God, nothing is impossible. God's equipped us with giftings, talents, and we need to use it for his glory. And we need to be bold and courageous and strong and do the things that God's called us to do and know that he's with us, and he will give us the power and the ability to do the things that he's called us to do.
Yeah, I love that scripture in Luke 1:37. I mean, we could probably do a whole show just on that scripture. It says, for with God, nothing will be impossible. You know, there is so much that you can unpack with that. But the first thing I think of is, you know, we have been given power by the Holy Spirit. When we give our lives to Jesus Christ, I think one of the greatest things that the enemy fights in those moments is to keep us from recognizing who we are, that we have the Spirit of God living in us, and the things that Jesus did, we can do, and even greater things that he did, we can do. You know, that's all scripture.
Yes.
And it says you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You know, Jesus started his ministry in baptism right there in the river with John, and then it says that the Holy Spirit descended on him and the power of the Holy Spirit came on him, and that's when his ministry began.
Yes.
You know, I think a lot of times we've been believers our whole lives, and one thing we're missing out on is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, that's speaking in tongues, the gift of healing. There's so much packed into that that it really be almost impossible to really go into great detail, but you need the power of God in your life. And when you have that, it says nothing will be impossible for you. So what are some things that people are out there maybe today facing in real life that seem impossible?
Could be anything. It could be financially. Yeah. It could be physically. You have been given a diagnosis, and in the world standards, like maybe cancer or something, in the world standards, that could be like considered a death sentence. Oh, wow, you have that. Well, that's not good. You know, things aren't looking good for you. Better make your arrangements. I better make my arrangements to get my act together by starting to read the Word of God and speak the Word of God over my life, because I'm planning on living and not dying, and I'm proclaiming the Word of the Lord. Word of the Lord.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to believe the report of the Lord.
Right.
Whose report are you going to believe? You have to be bold, be strong, and be courageous, and take the Word of God and speak it over your life, because that's what's going to bring change in your life.
You are so correct. It's true faith, really, just trusting God with all that's going on in your life. You have to surrender all of that to Him and go, God, I want your perfect plan for my life. All things are going to work together for good to those who love you and are called according to your purposes. Well, I love you, God, and I'm called according to your purpose. So I want to see this work together for good in my relationship, in my life, and in my family's life, or whatever that circumstance or situation is. You know, I just feel real quickly led to speak on depression. You know, I think there's some people out there, and you are living your life and you are in depression right now, and you are, you know, laying around, you're sitting there feeling sorry for yourself. And I understand depression. I've had some dark moments in my life where depression has tried to get a hold of me as well. But you've got to break out of that. You've got to be bold. You've got to stand up against that. You've got to get up. You got to begin to do what you need to do. But all of that comes from that strength and that power that you get through the Holy Spirit. If you aren't Spirit-filled, you know, believer in your life, and you're dealing with depression, the first thing I'd recommend is you go find a church that believes in, you know, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and have somebody lead you in the receiving of the power of God into your life through the Holy Spirit, and see that begin to transform you. See, there's some things that happen to you in life, and like 2 Corinthians 5:17, for instance.
Therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things will become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ Jesus, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now we are ambassadors for Christ, as through God we're pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Do you know what an ambassador is? It's a representative or a promoter. So we are God's representative. We are his promoter, and we are representatives of Jesus. And he wants to use us for his glory. So we need to put our focus on him. Years ago, when I needed to go somewhere, I would pull out my old map book and I would look at my map and I'd find out where I was going so I could serve papers or stuff like that. Now I have a navigation, and the navigation tells me where I need to go. The Holy Bible is our navigation, and that's telling us where to go. And there may be times when I'm listening to my navigation and it tells me, oh, object in the road up ahead, or this is up ahead. Well, guess what? The Holy Spirit will speak to your heart and tell you, hey, there's something up ahead. You need to watch out for it. He's going to let you know, like, don't go this way. You need to focus and go this way. He's going to direct your path, and he will tell you when things aren't going the way that they need to go. And then you pray in the Spirit, and the Lord will just reveal things through you, and it's amazing. And so you use your Bible as a tool, because that is like your map for your life, and it tells you the direction you need to go.
Navigation.
That's your navigation. Speak the word of God over your life and you're going to see change. But if you keep doing the same thing and expecting different results, that's the definition of insanity. If you're just going to lay in your bed and be in depression and you're not going to do anything different but focus on yourself, then you're not going to see a change. But if you actually pull the word of God out, start reading the word, applying these scriptures to your life, speaking them over your life, getting worship music on, speaking praise and worship, and getting your focus off yourself and onto the Lord, you're going to see a change. And it's going to change in your countenance, and you're going to feel the love of God, and you're going to come out of that miry clay and be put on the rock, which is Jesus.
Yeah, I think there's a key in this scripture for people that are in that situation and in any other situations that we're talking about where they're being challenged in their life. And, you know, the key of this verse was the word reconcile. Okay, it says, if you're in Christ, you are a new creation. You are a new person, you know, but you still are acting like the old person. Well, you haven't come to a full understanding of what's happened to you. You have been reconciled. You know, when we said the title, it's like, be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. See, God's not with people that haven't been reconciled to him. You know, he's a holy God, and the only way that we can have a relationship with a holy God is to be made holy ourselves. Well, that comes through a process of reconciliation, and when you become a Christian and you give your life to Jesus, you are reconciled to God, okay? It says that, you know, now all things are of God who has reconciled us to himself, okay, through Jesus Christ. So there's the key. Right there. Do you have Jesus or not? Okay, well, I have Jesus, but I'm still depressed. You don't understand that you've been reconciled, that God has given you a new life, that you're a new creation, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that you've been made holy, made perfect, and now you have access to our Heavenly Father. And then on top of that, God wants to give you the ministry of reconciliation so that you will go forth and share with others what you've been given, but you can't share with people what you don't have yourself. So it says that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, bringing us to him, and then he's forgiving our sins. He's not putting our trespasses against us, and he's given us and committed to us the word of reconciliation. We have the Bible, that navigation. The word of reconciliation is the Bible. You've been made holy. You've been made perfect. You've been set free.
He's been made sin for us so we don't have to be sin.
Right.
And because of that, we are righteous in God because of the righteousness of God in him. So we are made holy and righteous. Because God doesn't even see our sin. All he sees is the Son of Jesus. All he sees is his Son, Jesus. And he sees the blood of Jesus covering us over and over and over.
But see, I think if we're going to be bold and be strong for the Lord, you know, and know that God is with us, that comes through knowing who we are in Christ. And now we said it in Acts 1:8.
You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So we're unstoppable through Jesus.
Right.
He wants to use us in Judea, Jerusalem. That's like in our hometown,
right,
in our state, and beyond
Cocoa,
our state. You know,
Brevard County.
Through all the ends
Florida.
Of the earth. Everywhere we are his ambassador, and we need to walk in the boldness that God's given us and share the truth of the word to people. Because God wants to reach people. How does he reach people? Through his ambassadors.
Sure. I think the real battle, though, if we get honest, is in our mind.
Yes, it is.
The battle is in our mind. We've got to renew our mind to the word of God. The Bible says that, you know, take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Learn who you are, what you're able to do, and what's been given to you. And with that battle that's going on in our mind, we have to realize and place ourselves in our own minds and in our own hearts into that position of being an ambassador for him, and then we'll have that boldness because we're not standing on our own merit. You know what I mean? When
right.
I go out there and I'm praying for somebody and I'm standing up for the Lord, I'm not standing in my own righteousness. I'm saying Jesus has made me holy and he'll make you holy. Jesus healed me. He'll heal you. You know, I'm not standing and saying, I've got this power and I'm going to heal you. But, you know, God has given us as his ambassador the ability to heal.
Right.
And to bring restoration and reconciliation to the world and to bring them to Christ.
It's the authority that we have as a believer.
Yeah.
But if the enemy can keep us in unbelief, then he can keep us in bondage. And
right.
The only way that we're going to be set free is by knowing the truth of the word. And the only way we're going to know the truth of the word is to get in the word of God and see what the word says about us and start declaring it over our lives.
You know, Romans 8, 1 through 11 says this: "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind, listen to this, is enmity against God. It's not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God." But you're not in the flesh. Listen to this. You're in the Spirit. And if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. But if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells where?
In you. That's,
I mean,
so
that's
powerful.
A long scripture, but there's so much right here that we've got to walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
I love it. In verse 6, it says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." So if you're dealing with anxiety and depression and you're not feeling peace, you need to get spiritually minded. And that the way you do that is by renewing your mind. Your mind isn't automatically renewed when you become a Christian. You have to do that for yourself. You can't just, okay, I gave my heart to the Lord. Okay, now I know everything. No, the only way that you start to build and know everything is by getting into the Word of God and speaking the Word and declaring it over your life. Because the more you spend time with the Word of God, the more of the Holy Spirit will reveal the truth of the Word to you. The more change is going to happen. The more your countenance is going to change. The more love is going to fill you. You're going to walk in the fruits of the Spirit because you're not fulfilling the lust of the flesh by filling yourself with the mind of Christ.
Yeah, I mean, look at verse 5. Let's talk about this just for a second, because it says, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh." What are you setting your minds on? Everybody who's out there, who's listening, I've set my mind on fleshly things, and I've set my mind on the things of God in my life. But when I set my mind on the things that are of the flesh, I am not walking in the Spirit. I am not being that ambassador. I'm not walking in the power of God. I'm walking in carnal thoughts and in the flesh and what it wants and its desires. And if we really truly want to live our lives for God, we've got to learn not to do that. You know, if I'm in depression or if I'm in fear over financial or health issues in my life, God has not given me a spirit of fear. Fear is not from the Lord. I am walking in the flesh, and I'm walking in fear because I'm being carnally minded. And it says that to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace.
So
you have peace.
You say God's not giving you a spirit of fear, so now you speak that over your lives. Thank you, Lord,
speak
that you have not given me a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. I have a sound mind, and I thank you, Jesus, for that. And you can declare that over yourself and start speaking it till you believe it, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The more you're hearing the word of God and the more you're speaking it out of your mouth, the more you're going to start getting it into your heart and into your mind. And it's going to actually,
sure,
you're going to become the word of God through the things that you're declaring of yourself. You're going to be like, wow, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Wow, I do love one
another.
And then
the power of God shows up when you begin to speak the word over your life.
Exactly.
I mean,
it's amazing.
Look at verse 9. It says, "You are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Are you a Christian? If you are, you're not in the flesh anymore, but the enemy would love to keep you in bondage to your flesh. And I've seen it in my own life, and I've seen it happen to people over and over again. The enemy brings us back to the flesh and back to the desires of the flesh, and he keeps us in bondage to the flesh because we are not being made mindful of the idea and the fact that we are walking in the Spirit.
It's easy to get in the flesh, just driving a bunch of traffic, and then it's easy to get in the flesh and start like, get out of my way. What's this person's problem? You know what I mean? But we need to control our flesh and walk in the Spirit. You don't know what the reason that person cut you off. They might be on their way to the emergency room because their wife's in labor or something. You know, instead of getting all upset about it, just say, Lord, help that person and just keep on moving.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Okay, listen, we're talking about the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us.
That's exciting.
How powerful is it to know that I have the same power in me to have victory over the enemy, over the fear, over the things of this world? That same power is living in me that raised Jesus from the dead. And he has transferred that power to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to go back to that. You need to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
And how do you do that? You just say, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. I want to speak in tongues.
It's a simple prayer.
Let me do it, Lord.
You can do it right where you're at right now. Just say, Lord Jesus, fill me with your Holy Spirit. I receive it now.
The evidence of speaking in tongues.
And what I love is that Jesus is the one that actually baptizes in the Holy Spirit. You know, John says, there's one coming whose shoes I'm not worthy to unlatch. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. So say, Lord, fire me up and fill me with the Holy Spirit today. Just say it right wherever you're at, and then just say, Lord, I receive it, and watch him do something miraculous in your life. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah, yeah. Joyful. Today.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is a place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for discipleship encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided. All right, everybody, we're back. Thanks again to all of our sponsors. We're so appreciative of all that they do to help keep Turn the Light On, turned on, in bringing the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ into your life. So thank you, guys. But Lisa, we've been talking about being bold, being strong for the Lord, because He is with us. And, you know, why don't you close us out with a little...
Yeah, so how do we walk in the Spirit? We believe what God says about who we are.
Right.
And how do we know what God says who we are? We get in the Bible. We study it. We spend time in His presence. Because the more time you spend in His presence, the more we will reflect Jesus. You'll become who you hang around. Have you ever heard that? Like, bad company corrupts good morals? Well, hanging around with Jesus is a good company. And you're going to become a reflection of Him if you spend more time with Him. So hang out with God and you will walk in His love. You'll have compassion for people. You'll see people in a different light because you're going to see them through the love of Jesus.
Yeah, I think, you know, our topic's been be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. I think many times we think God isn't with us because we're living our lives a little more carnally, like we were talking about before. We're walking throughout our life and we're not really paying attention to the things of God. We're just living in accordance with the world and we're just fighting every month to get the bills paid, or we're, you know, just doing what we can in our own strength. And I think a lot of times we don't want to think God's with us because we're not paying attention to Him, but He is. He's still with us in all that we do. But we've got to, as believers, step into a place where we recognize and know that God's with us, and we've been cleansed and made holy and perfect and righteous by the blood of Jesus. If we've accepted Christ, God is with us. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He says, lo, I'm with you always, even till the end of the age. And know that God is with you. He's walking with you in many of the lowest points in your life. He's those footprints in the sand. He's carrying you through some of those moments. So, yeah, how do we walk in the Spirit? We believe what God says about who we are. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
And how do we find out who we are in Christ? By seeking the Word of God out, by seeing the truth of the Word and start speaking it over our lives.
Yeah.
Declaring the Word of God is going to produce. It's going to produce fruit.
Absolutely.
And if you want to plant the seeds of the Word and produce fruit, you just have to start doing it. You can't expect to keep living your life the same way and not getting any change. Because the more you spend the Word of God, the more you're going to reflect the Lord in your life.
So good. So if you're not opening your Bible, you're never going to really know who God is. So open that Bible up. Get busy this week. Start in the book of John. It's a great place. And we'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.